Two new plays opened last week in the North Bay, each deserving of audience attention. The Whipping Man by Matthew Lopez takes place in April 1865, just days after the Emancipation Proclamation has freed the country's millions of black slaves, and hours before the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Directed by Jason Minadakis, it runs through April 28 at the Marin Theater Company. In the ruined shell of a once grand house in Richmond, Virginia, three men have gathered in the dark to wait for whatever comes next. Two are black, both former slaves, now freed, and the other is white, a wounded Confederate soldier whose father owns the looted, cannon-blasted house they now share. His father, only days before, owned the other men as well. All three, it so happens, are Jewish, and it's Passover. Borrowing a footnote from history, Lopez's ingenious, compelling story springs from the fact that in the American South in the 1800s, there were over 50,000 Jews, some of whom, being successful Southern property owners, also owned slaves and taught them to follow their faith. In the play, over the course of 48 intense hours, the three men, played brilliantly by L. Peter Callender, Nicholas Pelczar, and Toby Windham, come face to face with their shared faith, shared history, joined together by the very things that separate them. While the script is packed with questions and heavy contemplations, it's never dry or overly talky. There are moments of visceral force and power, and if some of the men's secrets and revelations are a bit predictable and melodramatic, the overall experience of The Whipping Man still remains satisfyingly complex, packed with puzzles not easily solved or forgotten. In the world premiere of Happy by Robert Casely, a very different test of wills is set up in a play that resembles Broadway hits like God of Carnage, which Happy ultimately surpasses, and even has thematic links to Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Directed by Lenny Dean, the play takes place over the course of a single evening as two couples meet for dinner. Alfred and Melinda, played by Ed McLeod and Liz Gerron, are a happily married couple, known for their cheerful outlook despite a series of problems, a special needs child, failed careers, that might have knocked other people right out of their positive attitude. Then they come to dinner at the artist loft home of Eduardo, Alfred's outrageous sculptor friend, played by Brian Glenn Bryson. Eduardo has a new girlfriend, the much younger Ava, played by Rose Roberts. Ava, at 22, already a practiced alcoholic, does not like happy people. She is a realist and believes that happy people are deceitful. And so, over the course of the evening, Ava uses every tool at her disposal to expose the hidden disappointments in Alfred and Melinda's lives, to dismantle their happiness piece by piece, because she can. Ava, well played by Roberts, is perhaps the most vicious, cruel, vindictive, and thoroughly hateable character I've encountered on stage in years, and she's also one of the most fascinating. The dialogue is clean and sharp as a razor blade, and the solid cast delivers Casely's hard-hitting poetry with a fierce commitment and palpable sense of compassion and raw emotional energy. As in The Whipping Man, Happy leaves its audience with plenty of questions to mull over and debate. Is anyone really happy? And if not, does anyone have the right to mess with another person's attempt to make the best of what life has given them? There are no easy answers, just one truly excellent new play. Happy runs through April 21st at the 6th Street Playhouse, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. The Whipping Man runs through April 28th at the Marin Theater Company, marintheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.